Thanks for listening to this OCRFM podcast. Head to ocrfm.org.au to find more great content and information about how to donate and support this community radio station. On LOL Radio, it is now time to have a chat with one of the comedians performing at the upcoming Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It is Raw Comedy winner Luke Heggie. How's it going?
Very well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So this is your 12th solo show at the festival, is that right?
Yes, that's right. That's a lot of years, but yeah, it is.
Do they get any easier to do? Or
not particularly. I mean, I've got a thicker skin, I suppose, than when I started. But as for writing, I'm slaving away as we speak, trying to get some more jokes together.
Yeah,
no, it's not easy. No, it's good though. I enjoy it.
Yeah,
coming down.
I suppose it's that thing of when you're touring and stuff, you have sort of things happen on the tour that you think, oh, I'll put that away for the next show, and little things will pop up like that.
For sure. Always writing notes. Always trying to. Yeah, I've got to pour through, you know, pages of absolute rubbish that I've written down to try and find something good. I do it all the time.
Yeah. And it's always that thing, sometimes there'll be bits that you think, oh, that won't work, or that'll work really well. You just never know, I guess.
I'm rarely correct in which bit's going to be the best of mine, or the worst, for that matter.
Yeah. So, you're currently touring with Chris Ryan, doing, is that sort of work-in-progress shows?
Yes, we do shows called Future Classics. Mm-hmm. And we do half each of the show and try to get our new stuff humming. And so far, so good. Done pretty well. She's a great act.
Yeah.
Pretty good to tour with.
Yeah, and I was going to say, it's sort of being on the comedy circuit, you sort of you find groups of people who are good to do shows with. And, you're kind of always popping up on different things. And it's just like, well, he must be a good one to hang around. So.
Yeah. Oh, she's great. And our styles are quite different, so it's a good mix.
Yeah, that's
for
right.
For everyone, hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, what sort of stuff are you covering in the new show, Grogan?
Pretty much just stuff that's annoyed me since the last time I wrote a show. Yep. A fairly wide variety of things.
Yep.
I've got teenagers in my house now, so that's a bit of a pain.
Yep.
Just people who have annoyed me. There's hundreds. I was going to get rid of them all.
I was going to say, there's no shortage of those sort of people who pop up in the day-to-day life. So.
Everyday life, absolutely not. They're everywhere, as you know.
It's that thing of, I know a lot of comedians used to sort of do people watching and sort of sit at a cafe for a while, but it seems now that you don't even have to sit for that long before you come across someone who just is that
sort
of person.
I mean, you can sit at your desk and they come to you via the internet.
that's right, yeah.
You don't have to do anything, really.
Yeah, they
sit back and open your inbox and see what's there.
They seek you out almost now.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So you've also got a podcast with Nick Cody, Mid-Flight Brawl, which is sort of about, the fights on planes, basically.
Yeah, I'm currently working on some now. He started coming up. We record them in person now because he lives Melbourne and me Sydney.
Yep.
It's been tough doing it down the line, but we're doing them in person more so now. So he'll come up to Sydney once a month or so. We record a bunch. But yeah, it's about people fighting on planes, a new incident each week.
Yeah.
And there are no shortage for so many.
Yeah, I was going to say, when the podcast first started, I was listening to it going, oh, this will be interesting. And I thought, I wonder, they'll probably get, maybe 12 months out of stories, ranging back from ages and coming up to now, because there can't possibly be that many. But there is so many of them.
Oh, yeah. We're over 200 episodes in now.
Yeah.
It's showing no signs of slowing down.
Yeah.
Like, you could just do this week's one each week. There's so much. People are angry. People are bigger. People are smaller.
Yeah,
everyone did titles. It's a bit of a powder keg.
And you'd sort of think after having a couple of years of uncertainty on flights and stuff that people would sort of have chilled out, but it seems to almost have ramped up.
Oh, it's made it worse.
Yeah,
I think being at home made people just feed their anger and get back out there and let it all out.
Yeah, I sort of, well, the last time I went interstate, I went up to Sydney on the train, and I was just like, it was so much more relaxing. Even though it was 11 hours on a train trip, I kind of thought, I was thinking back, I'm like, last time I went on a plane, there was someone just like 11 hours on a train versus, you know, 90 minutes or whatever a plane trip is with someone talking loudly the entire time behind you or just doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Trains are quite relaxing. That's a good call.
Yeah.
I'd love to have the time to get on more trains. But, yeah, planes, there's nearly every plane I get on that someone dinks.
Yeah.
Or someone gets on the wrong door and goes against the tide.
Yeah.
There's always something going on.
Yeah, I think I got one on going up to Maroochydore one time, and I got someone's bare feet sitting up on the back of my seat, and I just was like,
"Yeah, yeah." I think you went to Maroochydore, you're the only one on board with shoes, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, that was the thing. I was shoes and socks, and this guy had shoes and socks on, but took both shoes and socks off to put them up on the back of the seat. So
that's
yeah.
Not on.
Yeah.
Should be out the door for that.
Yeah, I was looking around for empty seats to see if I could swap anywhere, but then, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's right. So you've also got some interesting merch. I know a lot of comedians, you've got, you know, T-shirts and, you know, the standard sort of stuff, but you've got probably one of the most useful pieces of merch around. You've got carpenter's pencils.
Yeah. Have you got one?
Jonathan does. I haven't got one, but every time I hear about it, I'm less like, that's so good, because if you think the amount of times that you need a pencil and it's there,
It's been really good merch, actually. I've had them the last few years. Each new tour, I'll get some printed, the new logo, and I'll sign them up and send them out to people or sell them after gigs. It's been great merch, that.
Yeah, and it's a great way to pass it around, particularly, you know, tradie sites and stuff, because, you know, someone's always pinching someone else's pencil, and if, you know, they're inadvertently stealing your merch as well, it's a good thing.
Yeah, not too bad. I'm actually about to have some new merch this tour. I've got a book.
Yep.
About to come out, so I'm going to have a bunch of them with me. A little more cumbersome to carry around than pencils, but
yeah.
Hopefully I'll flog a few of them off with any luck.
Yeah, excellent. Was that a thing that's been in the pipeline for a while, or just something that's happened over time?
Well, it's not like you'd see from your average, you know, comedian doing a kid's book about animals farting and going to sleep, you know, and all that sort of business. It's mine's just my stand-up transcribed for three different shows, and they've been illustrated.
Oh, excellent.
My wife, Emily.
Oh, wow. It's a team effort. Yeah, a
bunch of pictures in there and three shows worth of jokes. And I've got the sample. Looks pretty good. I'm about to own a house full of copies.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're probably a bit more difficult to store around the house than boxes of pencils. So.
Yeah, man. I'm not looking forward to that. I'm going to have to move them pretty quickly because it's going to be annoying. Constant reminder of failing as a commercial enterprise to get boxes of books.
Well, I'm sure they will fly off the shelves or out of the boxes, because you're a fantastic stand-up comedian, and like I said, you've your 12th solo show, so you're doing something right. So people can catch Grogan throughout the comedy festival.
Yes, they can, twice a night, most nights, in fact.
Excellent.
In Melbourne, and then at other places around the country straight after.
Excellent. Well, thanks for having a chat with us today, Luke, and we'll see you at a show and grab a copy of a book and get you to sign it with a pencil.
Thank you.
Thanks,
man.